in East London.
Here we are outside West Cathedral, midday right now.
Thank you very much.
And
now from our Anglican neighbour, Westminster Abbey, up the road, we invite Reverend Canon Nicholas Sogoski, the Canon Theologian at the Abbey and a Commissioner on South London's recent inquiry into the Immigration and Nationality Directorate based at Luna House in Croydon. I'd like to call Canon Nicholas Sogoski, please.
Thank you, Sister. Thank you, London citizens, for inviting me to participate in this marvellous rally. It's been wonderful this morning to see so many people from different parts of the world all gathered together in worship and now gathered together for an outstandingly important cause. One of my predecessors, just over 100 years ago, working at Westminster Abbey, was speaking out in support of a living wage in London. I think that's both encouraging and also shocking. It's encouraging because the cry is the same. People have a right to enough to live on, to live well, to support their families, and to have their work respected and valued. That's good. What is not good is that we've lost a hold on the importance of that for everybody, wherever they come from. I'm delighted to be working with London citizens in support of a cause like this, but also other causes. And I would just mention the inquiry we had into the work of Luna House, the headquarters of the Immigration and Nationality Directorate. And particularly to say that one of our co-chairs was Bishop Charles Henderson, who died very recently. And he gave that work complete support. He was encouraging, he was kind to those who spoke with us, who brought their testimony. He was completely and utterly behind that work, a man in his 80s who had worked all his life for the poor, for good relations amongst Christians, and amongst Christians and those of other faiths. And I remember him this morning because I know he would have been delighted to be with us today. And I'm thankful for his example in what we have already achieved. On that piece of work for South London citizens, we are really seeing progress. We are in dialogue at the highest level with the Immigration and Nationality Directorate, and their ways of seeing those who come as migrants and need their help are changing. And they're changing largely because of the work that was started by South London citizens. We shall see change on this issue of a living wage in the same way as South London citizens, Telco, West London citizens work together with unions, with mosques, with other organizations supporting to win this battle for a living wage in London. Thank you.
Thank you very much.